Dante, Kitom, hello again. Kitom Scott now. Back again with Les Skinner here. Relic Nit Sigasun. We are on Coffee and Cree Sunday mornings on the Windspeaker Radio Network, where we learn a little bit of Cree with a special guest teaching me, teaching you, teaching all of us. Today's guest, Les Skinner, esteemed Cree teacher with the Concordia University, as well as Grant McEwen, Edmonton Public Library. And he's a bushman. We're learning today a lot about sort of winter bush words and phrases, animals. And we talked in the first segment about rabbits, wapus, about tracking rabbits, hunting rabbits, snaring rabbits. And what are some other words that we could learn today?
So, you know, even when we're talking about hunting, it's like, or snaring anything, it's such a broad category, because whenever we do something, like we go net fish or we set snares, we hunt, one of the guys who I hang out with in the bush, he always says, "Nehiyo pima tihun, nehiyo pima tihun daga get." Then he'll say, "I like that." Nehiyo pima tihun means Cree way of making
the,
a living.
Yeah, the Cree life, right?
Yeah. Well, more like economy, like native way of making a living. Pima tihun is like life, if I would say broadly. Nehiyo pima tihun, pima tihun is like how you feed yourself, how you clothe yourself, like all that, your material life. So nehiyo pima tihun, the Cree way of making a living. So it's such a broad topic, and there's so many things interconnected with it. When you live off the land, you get all this knowledge of the land, and they all these things are interrelated with each other. So when we talk about rabbits, I thought there's a lot you can talk about rabbits, right? When you go and snare a wapus, you don't just put a snare anywhere. You gotta look where the rabbits are eating. Where they are walking over and over again. Where do you have a wapus meskanas?
I'm hearing the word road to me, meskanak, yes. Right? Yeah, Cree word for road, yeah.
A little, meskanas is more like a...
the diminutive.
Small, yeah.
The smaller road, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So where you have a wapus meskanas, a little rabbit trail where they're walking over and over again, that's where you put a snare, huh?
Ah, top boy.
Right, then you'll get them. And even when you put a snare, the way the guy showed me how to put snares, he says, you take a willow and you put it across, and you have your snare hanging down off that willow. See, and then you make a little narrow spot so the rabbit has to go through it, right? And that willow, that nipsis that you have across.
Nipsis, yeah, the willow.
See, the rabbit has to duck to go under the willow.
Mm.
That's why how he gets caught in the snare.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots to rabbit, to wapusak. And then, apuo my gawin domo at wapus, when you're going to go eat the rabbit, there's lots of use. The rabbit fur is really soft. It's kind of hard to tan because it's so thin, but you can just use it like that. It's so soft. Wapusta, the rabbit feet, you can use those for sponges to wash your dishes, to clean up after the thing.
Okay.
Those little front feet, I give them to my nieces and they use them for putting makeup powder on their
Oh, wow. Yeah, awesome. Faces. Awesome.
The rabbit tail, usoya. Wapusa ayu, the rabbit tail.
Wapusa ayu.
Yeah. I give that too to my nieces and they make earrings. That hang rabbit, like cottontail earrings, like looks like. When you go eat the rabbit, you can eat the whole rabbit.
Yeah.
First of all, like all the organs, everything. And the marrow tastes good. Even wheat dip. Wapus wheat dip. Rabbit brain.
Oh, wheat dip, the brain.
Wee kasin.
I did not know that. I don't know. If you say we got sin, I'm going to take your word for it. We're going to try it one day.
Tastes good.
And then there's many uses, of course, for the other parts of like the bones and things like that, right? Right? How would we say the rabbit bones?
So uskan.
Uskan.
That's a bone, right?
Wapus uskan.
So, yeah, wapus uskan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and close words, like uskan is liver. Uskan.
Uskan.
That's liver.
And oskan.
Is a bone.
Is a bone. So you got to watch it. That W just changes it right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, anyways, like you eat the marrow, you can just crack it even with a butter knife, a rabbit bone, and you can eat the marrow. And those little rabbit bones that's hollow, you can make a whistle with those. You know, you can carve a little second hole in there and put a little bit of gum in there and you can make a whistle. So kids' toys that kids play with, you know,
from the snare. Some of these things, these teachings, I think they're, you know, you're hanging on to this as a knowledge keeper yourself, right? You know, you obviously learn these things probably from your Gokom, your Musum, your Tsapan and stuff like that in Manitoba. But I think it's beautiful that you're teaching these things to me and to everybody.
I learned most of them in Alberta.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
With these guys in the bush who teach me how to live in the bush. They show me everything, teach me how to talk Cree, right?
So how about we say, Tante Katuan, I live, to live in the bush, which is, of course, Sagak.
Yeah.
So if I'm living in the bush and I say, I live in the bush.
Niwi again.
Niwi again. So that's just kind of, I'm hearing the word when we talk about going home, Kiwi. No?
Maybe more like wige, which is a home.
Okay.
Like wige is like even a shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then niwiigin means I make my home there.
Okay, niwiigin. Yeah. So you make your home sagak in the bush.
Kind of what it sounds like to me. And people even say that, like when I was at a ceremony this summer and people said to me, Tande owigin. They said to me,
Where do you live?
Where are you living, right? And I would tell them, oh, Edmonton. And they said, Moya, ote o mame guats, tande wigin. They said, no, I mean right now, here, where are you,
guats, right
where
now.
Are you living?
Because yeah.
What they're actually asking me is, where's my camp? Right? But in Cree, where do you live? It's like there's not a sense of you have a permanent place and then you have a place where you camp. It's like wherever you're making your home. At that time.
That's where you live,
that's where
right?
you live. Yeah.
So one quick word. You just came across the word camp. Obviously, that's a common thing for hunting and trapping and stuff is setting up camp somewhere. So how would we use the word for camp, like when we're camping somewhere?
Kapesuin. Kapesuin.
Kapesuin.
Yeah, that's a camp.
That's a camp. So that's where you're setting up your camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Camping, yeah.
Awesome. Once again, chatting with Les Skinner, joining us again here on Coffee and Cree, talking a little bit of bush words, but a little more winter-based. Pipon, the Nehewewin word for winter, and he's teaching us how to snare rabbits. Last time he was teaching us how to call and track a moose, and now he's going to... I feel like you're teaching me survival skills here, you know what I mean? Like when the ship goes down...
You know what? Survival sounds like... you're struggling, you're just getting by. But when these old timers and these people who live in the bush and when they know what they're doing in the bush and they make a living like that, Wayutsuak, they're wealthy.
Wayutsuak, oh yeah. That's such a great way of thinking of it. You're wealthy with the knowledge and being able to provide for yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. We'll be back here after the break with more Coffee and Cree. Pigate wa poe gwa.
Nehiwa win.